News in KRCC, I'm Nathan Heffel. The news the Taliban have retaken Afghanistan did not surprise Colorado Air Force veteran Josh Cooper. The Centennial resident deployed to Afghanistan with the military and also returned several times as a contractor. He says what's making all this difficult for him is knowing the ideology of the Taliban will turn back the progress of the last 20 years.
That's the hard part, is just knowing there's people there that want progress and that's just not going to happen. And they have to worry about their future and their family, and there's only so many ways out.
He says he wants the U.S. to secure the Kabul airport and get as many Afghans out as possible, but he acknowledges that raises questions about where the Afghans will go. Air quality is set to deteriorate starting today, but it won't be as bad as last week. National Weather Service meteorologist Scott Entrekin says smoke from wildfires in western states is being blown to Colorado again.
You know, we won't see those lower visibilities at the surface that we saw last week.
A moderate level of ozone and fine particulates is expected to fill the air until tomorrow. The Eagle County Sheriff's Office says the first day of school did not result in any public conflict over the district's new mask mandate for elementary and middle schools. The wearing of masks has become a cultural flashpoint, and deputies were present in case of any problems. A small protest and counter-protest over the guidelines did take place at a park close to Eagle Valley High School, but officials say it went peacefully and people dispersed without issue. Deputies will be present at Eagle County schools for the rest of the week. This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. It's 90 degrees in Denver.